ko te iwi o te rāroa, ka tātai tonu, ki ngā hapu maha o hokeanga me te hiku o te ika, kia tātu, ki te awa o Takahue, ki tōki iwi, ko te taha wai me Ngāti Haua ki Whangape, ko Haere Murray ahau. He uri ne te kāinga, ana he pautoko manawa kai whakahaere matua mo te rūnanga o te rāroa. Tēnā koutou katoa. What attracted me to apply for the role of CEO for my iwi? When you say that, it's such a big role. You know, he nui te mahi. And in the short time that I've been in this role, what I actually thought when I was thinking, boy, that's a big role, has amplified even more, actually being in it. I was originally born in Papakura, South Auckland, but at a very young age, Dad decided to come back up home, so we came home to Whangape. You know, one of the things I remember about our rangatira, our kaumātou and our kuia was how often they laughed. You know, we would go down to our marae and regardless of what the occasion was, if it was a tangi, if it was a ke te pauria occasion, it didn't matter. I remember from our marae, we'd have Uncle Glass, then Uncle Sini, then Uncle Toi in the wharekai. So, you know, in that very short space, you had this rich, rangatira spread throughout. And along that journey, just from the marae to the wharekai, was an experience in itself. I was a mischief little fella, so I was always brought into line by my kaumātou and kuia. But I remember too, you know, I have a think back to when we used to catch a bus from Whangape through to Kaitaia College. And in that bus we had, you know, there was me, there was Robbie Murray, there was the Stevensons, there was the Leafs. The whole valley was rich with life. And, you know, and that's one of the aspirations that I have moving forward is that our marae and our hapu are able to bring that life back into those areas because it was an essential part of how we grew up as Māori and how we grew up in our rohe. I think when a lot of our rangatahi grow up in our rohe, in the past, those opportunities haven't been there for us. So we get out of college, we move away from home so we can seek, you know, we can spread our wings, we can learn, we can develop and we grow. And I know that most of our people, their aspirations, their long-term goals would be to come home and be able to help support our iwi, to be able to use that experience that we've gained over those many years and to be able to implement it in any way that we can to help move our people, you know, forward. For me, that was the biggest attraction. Here was an opportunity at a role that was at a level where I could actually make a real difference. And when you get that opportunity, they don't come along often, and they're very, very special. And it's a role that is bestowed upon us by our tūpuna, by our kuia, by our kaumātua. It's not a role that I take lightly. It's a role that has huge responsibility. And although it was attractive, it was also very, very daunting. Very, very daunting. But engari ke te pai, that's the mahi. I hear my tūpuna coming through to me all the time saying, do the mahi, boy, do the mahi. So, in the past 20 years, all my experience has been with tauiwi organisations. For me, this is my first time to actually work with my people. And man, I tell you, it's been such a heartwarming experience. I've never worked with a team as dedicated, as passionate, and as much in love with our people. I see it every day. I look across our offices and, you know, their dedication towards helping and supporting our people through our social service entity is, has been outstanding. And then I look at our Te Waka Pupiri Pūtea, our economic subsidiary, and I look at the mahi that they've done through this period as well. And I take my hat off to Te Waka Pupiri Pūtea and the board as well with the mahi that they've been able to carry on and do. Right now, post-COVID, we've got some serious tasks and mahi that we need to be involved in. There's a lot of pūtea flying around. We need to be in a position where we can grab that pūtea so we can wrap services and opportunities around our people, specifically for that. So there's also enhancing our digital capabilities as well, because as the world moves into the shell that New Zealand looks like it's going to, then we need to be able to communicate with our people much more effectively and that will involve investing in and improving digital technology and how we use it across our rohe. Also, as I mentioned before, the employment opportunities for our rangatahi, making sure that they're aligned with the opportunities that are there post-COVID, and you know, basically eliminating those things that were there pre-COVID, because it'll be a long time before we get our hands on those things again. The other thing is housing. You know, as our people go through these issues, more of our people will come home. They want to come home. There won't be the mahi for them in the cities. So we have to be ready for our whānau when they do come back home. We have to create the housing solutions for them. What that might look like, I know now through our economic po that we've invested heavily in the housing, and also through the support of our partners and government and so forth, we've been able to secure pūte that enables us to build more homes and provide for our people. So yeah, I think short term, those are the quick gains that we need to get. Long term, we have in place a strategic vision, Te Rārua. It's a very good vision. It's across our four po, including our foundational po, which is to make sure that the runanga is always in a position to be able to bring the resources together so that we can provide these services for our subsidiaries. The growth and development of our cultural po is crucial. Te Rārua cultural po will sit at the front of all the other po, and it should be. We're talking about our reo, about capturing our kaumātua and our kuia kōrero so that we never ever lose it. We've got boxes of tapes that we have to slowly work through so that we can bring that information through for our rangatahi today. We're talking about our environmental po. Right now there's out there, it's called Jobs for Nature. We've got 14 kaimahi over in the Warawara now that have been there for the last 4 months. Our intention is to keep them there for the next 4 or 5 years. Our rangatahi want to stay home. So that's one of the things that will be at the front of our aspirations, is making sure that we can create those opportunities so our rangatahi do stay home, so they don't have to leave their rohe. And those Jobs for Nature is one of the areas that we're going to be focused on, making sure that our environmental po stands strong within the runanga. So engari kei te poi, in the future, our four po will stand strong, the foundation will stand strong, so that Te Rārua can continue to grow and be strong as well. Kia ora.